Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, Mimi.
Oh. Hey, Gigi.
When you're driving around, just seeing the town, sitting bored at home, feeling all alone, fill up a glass, pick out a glass. We got the tea, we got the sauce. Get queerified.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get queerified.
Hi guys, it's Gigi.
And this is Mimi.
And you are here with us listening to Queerified.
On every single episode of Queerified, we bring you LGBTQIA+ community greats.
And sometimes some of our community's most important allies too. On this episode, we have a fellow YouTuber, makeup artist, and entrepreneur, Nanny MUA.
We get into it all in this pod. Cancel culture, YouTube, marriage, and prenups.
And if you have any questions for us and our special guests, call our hotline at 1-844-QUEERYS.
That's 1-844-QUEERYS. Stick around to the end because we'll answer your questions right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlethems, Nanny MUA. All right, welcome back, everyone. We are in the podcast room with none other than the talented, the gorgeous, the hilarious Nanny MUA.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes,
hi,
if
Manny.
You guys...
Hi, baby.
If you guys could see the car that's parked outside my house right now...
It's been the topic of discussion as soon as I got
here. Does everyone know you drive, like, a badass, dope car?
I mean, I don't, like, flaunt that I drive it, but, I mean, if
you
I'm
should.
On the road and they see me, like, work, diva.
It looks so good.
Thank you.
BMW i8,
yes.
Wrapped matte black.
Yes.
I was like...
So, it literally looks like the Batmobile.
Right. I was like, did I invite a rapper over?
Not the red. I love it. What's my rap name?
She's eco-friendly.
Yes.
She's fast. Wait,
yes.
Does she make
hybrid.
Sound?
Barely. It's like silent. Like you can barely hear it.
I like
I
that.
I need like a vroom.
Oh,
my
so
ass.
She like, okay, got it.
Yes. I like a silent or oh yeah, you're a Porsche girl, huh, Mimi?
Yeah, I need like give me like I need that German engineering. In my ass.
She wants to hear. Oh, me too.
Oh my
it's
god.
All should...
Me too, but not more.
1 minute in.
But not a car for me.
Oh my god. Well, it's so fucking dope. I feel like I don't. I really didn't even think what car you'd pull up in, but definitely not
just
that.
Not that.
Not that.
She's thinking I'm pulling up in a truck.
No. Wait.
BMW
is also German. Oh my god, I sound like an idiot.
I didn't know that, girl.
No, you don't.
I didn't know.
No, you don't. I'm third on the totem pole of knowing Carfax in this
I know
in this room.
Literally nothing. So we're right in the same boat.
You just have
we're
a dope
three.
Car.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have a cool car.
I know
car.
Porsche. That's it. Like,
yeah,
don't ask
exactly.
me anything else. Sorry, keep going.
So, to each their own. What's your favorite car? If you're listening, I'm just kidding.
What's your favorite kind of car? We would like to know. Leave
thank you
comments.
For thank you for coming on the pod.
Oh my gosh! Of course, thank you for having me.
I need to ask you what's your pandemic been like? Like we've been 2 years in the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
It's been kind of stressful at
absolutely.
Sometimes and boring. I would say most of all, if you've been being safe.
Absolutely. It's been boring because I have been pretty like oh my god, not me getting gloss on the microphone.
Oh my god, don't worry.
I
haven't,
no, I've actually had I've had ups and downs with it. You know, I think that when it came to like I feel like I've made better connections with my family, which has been really, really cool. I've been getting to see them a lot more because of the pandemic. And when we were quarantining, like my little brother came up from San Diego and it's been like me and both my brothers in my house. And then we would go to my parents' house all the time. And like
oh,
we would like play Catan every day. Like,
so that was your quarantine bubble with your brothers?
Yes, it was with my brothers.
Oh,
so
that's
it wasn't
crazy.
Like it was just me.
Right.
Which is nice because I am the single girl.
Right.
Here, you know?
Are you middle child?
Yeah, that would have been
I'm
hard.
The oldest.
You're the oldest.
Uh-huh. So it was just nice to kind of have them at my place and like we all just kind of hang out and that was like the good part about it. Obviously like the world went upside down, which is the shitty part, but overall like I will say I'm definitely very blessed when it came to like the experience with COVID because I enjoy getting to be with my family all the time.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I'm jealous that you even did that. I feel like I can see my brothers, my family. It's fab, but mm-hmm. I can't do more than like 2 weeks. I feel like we would start getting on each other's nerves, like just how we did when we were younger.
100%.
Really?
I think we would. I mean, I need my alone space. I feel like now that I'm an adult, I've always kind of wanted my alone space. But now that I'm an adult, it's like very much like, let's have a vacation together and then let's go back home. But yeah, that's amazing.
No, I completely, luckily my parents don't live with me. And like, we didn't stay like living with my parents. It was literally just me and my little brothers. And then like my parents lived in a different house. So it's like, we would go over and see them, but we would just be like, okay, bye.
Goodbye.
We love you though.
It was the opposite for me. I used to see before the pandemic, I saw my sisters every single night.
No.
And then when the quarantine hit, we just stopped seeing each other. We went into our own quarantines.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's really important because I feel like with the pandemic, there was so much like self-reflection that mm-hmm. happened, you know, so much time just thinking and especially like really like worried about life and
oh
stuff
my God,
like that.
Absolutely.
So did you notice anything about yourself change, like any epiphanies?
I feel like when it came to me, I feel like what I started to realize more and more is that I needed to be more independent, almost like in a way of like being like, I need to be able to self-soothe. More, and I feel like I was able to become more independent over throughout the pandemic. But I felt like it was tough because I felt like I depended on so many people, like always around me, because I was like, I mean, because I am like, I live with my little brother, but mm-hmm. other than that, like I'm alone, you know. So I think I depended on a lot of like just experiences, seeing people, seeing friends all the time. And when I didn't have that, I was like, oh, I need to be able to like be self-sufficient and like make this work for myself. Mm-hmm. So like that was like a really, that was an epiphany for me. And like, I feel like I became more of that like independent kind of like, I don't need no shit from no one. Like I can do whatever the hell I want to do.
Right.
Kind of thing. And that's like probably one of the biggest things I learned.
Yeah.
For myself.
I mean, that sounds hella positive to me.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. I learned good things. I feel like I'm also. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like mentally speaking, was the pandemic good for you? Because for me, mentally speaking, it was great. Like I really got to fix what was wrong in my head.
I would say it was mentally good for me because I feel like I was able to detach a little bit more. And like, luckily we are so blessed that we literally get to live our lives and work online, and we like right. do that for a living.
Totally.
And we can work from home, which mm-hmm. is awesome. But like the fact that you almost had you had to literally detach from reality was like, oh, like wait, what was not working in my life? And you can kind of fix that. And I feel like that's exactly what I did.
Right. I mean, I feel like for the pandemic, for me, it was like perfect timing. I mean, obviously it's not perfect timing, but I literally was newly married,
yes.
ready to like just literally live with my husband and he transitioned during the pandemic. Yeah. So it really gave us like a lot of time to really just be with each other, really like reflect. And I feel like for the most part, a lot of people can really relate with that because there were a lot of pregnancies during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of proposals, but there were also a lot of breakups and a lot of transitioning and a lot of coming outs. Like, everyone was self-reflecting, and it's crazy because once you feel like you're done, mm-hmm. you know, like him and I were literally married. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we're married. We're very settled in our life. It's mm-hmm. like, nope, sorry. Life throws you a curveball.
Yeah.
It's just a lesson because you never really, it's never too late to look inside on yourself and pick up something new. And I feel like that's just really important just to never think you're done.
I agree. I mean, I literally started a podcast with my best friend. Like, literally, that's what we did. Like,
same.
We were, same. You guys did, too.
Look at us.
Look at us. Who would have thought? But, you know, it was, like, a fun thing to be kind of realize, like, you know what? I feel like I almost want to, like, do something new. And I felt like I was, like, kind of craving that, especially after the pandemic, like, kind of doing the same routine constantly and being in your house always. Like, I needed those, like, days to, like, go out and, like, do things, and I didn't have that. So I was like, wait, I needed, like, other outlets other than literally filming YouTube videos.
Right.
Like, I needed more.
What did you find other than podcasting? Are you doing anything else that's new?
I mean, I also, like, really like doing, like, those painting, like those, like, classes where you can, like, paint. Like, the instructor kind of shows you how to paint.
Cute. And,
like, I love
like
those.
So random. So random. I started, like, working out more. Like, working out,
painting. You can tell. You look amazing.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Of course.
So I think it was like almost like finding things that I needed to distract myself in a weird way. Because it's mm-hmm. like if you cultivate those things and like working out, stress relieving, painting, stress relieving, like all these things, I just need to kind of release some of that stress because I wasn't leaving my house.
Right.
So I was like, I need to find something or else I'll literally go crazy in here.
Right. And as a creative being, we're always looking for things to fulfill us creatively. Mm-hmm. And working out, I mean, it might not be creative for some people, but I know the slim times I do it, I feel creative. And yeah. It does release those same endorphins that making YouTube videos, doing podcasts yep. do, you know? So I want to ask you, as a fellow longtime creator, mm-hmm. we're not just starting.
Right.
Do you still enjoy making YouTube videos or is that something that you just do now every now and again and podcasting is kind of the new exciting thing for you?
I think for you, so it's like such a hard question because I have been doing it for so long.
Right.
Like, I feel like it has in a way lost its like luster. Yeah. From like when it was 7
totally.
Years ago.
100%.
Like, I was like, baby, I was in it 7 years ago. I was doing it. I was grinding. But I feel like now like because it is something new, podcasting is something that I'm like enjoying so much more. I'm also doing it with like my best friend just like you guys are. It's like such a fun feeling.
It's like dating someone new. It's like that. Yes. Ooh, yeah. It's like that exciting thing.
Girl, I've been eating fish for so long. I want chicken.
Exactly.
Like that's literally like, okay, like I like fish, but like I want chicken.
Yes.
Like,
and
it's
that new excitement. And mm-hmm. I feel like it comes across in like your personality and your day-to-day life, how you like interact with people. If you're unhappy doing what you're doing, you got to make a change because it's probably coming off in your friendships
and
your relationships.
You can see it.
Yes.
Like, that's also transparent for your audience too. And I think that when they see you like living your authentic life and like loving what you're doing, they're like, oh, like that's a down ass bitch because they're just living their life.
Yeah.
And they're just showing Absolutely. It. And they're just showing it rather than giving off this like facade. And that's what I like about podcasts. I feel like you can get a little bit more deep, a little bit more somber, yeah. a little bit more like in depth with certain things. And it's like,
and more
I
yourself.
Like that. More yourself. And it's like, luckily for me on like in YouTube, like I've always been like that bitch on my YouTube channel where I was like, oh, what the fuck's up? Like I never pretended to be someone I wasn't.
But with YouTube, you're looking for like a punchline, like a funny clip.
Right,
like you're
exactly.
trying, you're putting a face on for YouTube.
Totally,
on podcasts,
literally.
It's you.
A full concealer,
literally
full coverage on uh-huh. literally I'm
yeah
on.
You really are looking to give that little soundbite like you said, and I feel like podcasting is more of like a mature grown-up thing to do, like mm-hmm. I don't know, I feel like I'm getting like more deep with people, yeah. you know, really getting to know them. And it's really rare, especially in this business, that you get an hour to sit down with someone and really
I
connect
know.
With them. Like if it's a YouTube video, it could take an hour, but like you're both really just trying to like, yeah,
yeah.
you're really
on.
And I feel like yeah. podcasting kind of disarms people, and I really have been enjoying it too.
Same. I feel like in a way, like I can just like sit back and kind of chill and talk to, like it's like my friend, because we've obviously been friends for so long, but like it's more of like a chill thing rather than like, let's say if I was like glamming you, I'd be so focused on glamming
right.
you or like us doing a get ready, like, okay, well, what are we going to say next? Like,
literally
it becomes
100%.
This, like, thing.
Yes.
And so I really, really like that with podcasts. You can just kind of be like, so how have you been, like as a human being, rather than how have you been as Manny MUA?
Right.
How has YouTube changed for you over the years? Like, are you doing more? Are you doing less?
I feel like for me, it's become, so I've been in ebbs and flows with YouTube. Like, it's not been like the same journey the whole time. It's been like, I've loved it. I've been in spots where I was like canceled in 2018. I was like, fuck YouTube. I hate this shit so much.
God, yeah.
Like, I hate it. And then like now it's at a point where it's like, I enjoy doing it again, which is awesome, but I'm not like killing myself for it. And I think that that's like what was a huge difference for me back in the day, like pre-2018, I would like be so consumed with having to get this content done where it's like, I have to upload 3 times a week. I have to do this. I have to do this. And like, I would
miss out. Oh my God, 3 times a week is really a lot.
A lot. Now I'm like lucky if I get 2.
Right.
And like, I'll do one usually, but maybe 2.
Right.
But it's like, I was killing myself for this content, and like, I would kind of like let my like real life slide by because I was letting like Manny MUA take over in a weird way. And I was like, well, like what, I need to make Manny MUA work because then it's going to work for everything in my life. But it like, because the complete opposite turned out. Like, I'm like, I need Manny to be good. And then like every other facet of my life will be good.
Oh, I love that actually.
So that was like something that kind of came onto me later on in
it's
life.
It's like life changing.
It's literally life changing. So now it's like, I don't stress about not being able to get like 2 videos up a week. And like now it's like, I'll be able to get to when I get to, but I also like have a full-time brand and like I have other things I have to do.
Yeah.
So I don't kill myself anymore for YouTube content, but I still do enjoy it now. Like I've gotten to a spot where I'm just like, okay, I do have fun.
Right.
You know?
Right. That also really triggers my mind into like the mental health aspect of being an influencer. And like mm-hmm. you are one of the most like decorated boys in makeup. And your pronouns are he, him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I feel like for you, like I really could count on my hands, like the ones that were kind of the OGs.
Yeah.
And I feel like you and I kind of share that in common because it's like one of the first trans girls in the scene.
Right.
People coming out and stuff like that.
Yes.
I want to know.
Inspirational.
Like, yeah,
for
exactly.
a lot of others. I mean, like you are.
Oh my God. Ditto.
I'm like, come on now. She is the moment. Now, come on.
I fucking love you. So what kind of toll has it taken, and what kind of toll has it taken on other people you've seen? Because it is so much pressure for some people. Like, some people I genuinely feel like, I heard like Kim Kardashian or someone say in an interview, like, some people are genuinely made for this industry and mm-hmm. some people are just not. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I am made for this industry.
Like, she knows.
And I feel like some people just aren't. Mm-hmm. And that's not to discourage anyone. It's just like, it takes a toll.
No, it's good to know if you're not. Like, mm-hmm. if you're not, right. don't
and,
do it.
And you can tell the people who are truly killing themselves because they're not having fun with it. They don't balance.
Yes, they're just doing it because they have to.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're trying to keep up with the Joneses yes. and, like, always on their Instagram, always, like, and it's so scary to what it could do to a human brain.
It's sad. And you know what I always say now? Like, this is, like, my, like, token slang is I like to say that clout is one hell of a drug. Because it truly is. And, like, I think that people start to almost, like, like they're in a hamster wheel and they're constantly chasing and chasing and chasing and never stopping and realizing, like, how good it is for them in that moment.
Changing their morals.
Changing everything. Uh-huh. Changing everything. Like, literally. And I think that you start to kind of see, especially, like, being in the industry, like, we know so many people and we see what, like, social media does to a lot of people, and it, like, literally destroys them from who they were before. And unless you have, like, some kind of a wake-up call, then it's, like, how are you going to ever even know? Because the thing is, I've never learned a life lesson when things are smooth sailing. Point blank.
I ain't ever
learned something that I needed in my real life when I was soaring high. It was always when I fell on my ass, and I learned some real-ass shit when I was down on the ground, and I was like, I need to get up, but I need, like, change because I don't want to fall again.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What was, like, the worst part? Like, how bad did it get for you?
I would say 2018 for me when I was canceled. I feel like that was, like, the worst moment in my, like, professional history.
How were you canceled again? What happened there?
There was a photo situation. It was, like, a friend of mine had posted a photo. We all got dragged into it. Then it became
the photo that we talked about on
the
Gabriel's
drama moment.
Okay, got
drama
it. Yeah,
with exactly. Gabriel. We just Gabriel had her on. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I literally texted Gabriel. I was like, "Bitch, I saw you on the podcast." Like, like, so me and Gabriel, like, we're good friends. Like, we're even better friends now than we were pre-2018. It's actually crazy. But that's kind of what that situation was. I'm sure you talked about it a little bit more, but that is what happened. And so that, like changed me as a human being, because I've never had, like, I've always been, like, good at social media. Like, I always could do it, and, like, I could have tough skin and I could definitely make it through, but I've never had that kind of level of people kind of coming at you in a negative way that were like, we hate you, you're a terrible person. And so you start to, like, doubt, and you're like, wait, am I a terrible person?
Right.
Like, you start to, like, kind of think that. Like, you start to literally, like,
believe it. You hear it enough times, you believe it.
Yeah, I was starting to believe it. And I was like, am I a bad friend? Am I a terrible person? Am I, like, a cockchaser? Like, I start to think all these things. And I think that for me, I took a 2-month break after 2018. And, like, I went to, like, Lake Tahoe for a week, and I just, like, laid by the lake. And, like,
amazing.
I was doing all these, like, I went to therapy for 6 months after. And, like, I was trying to, like, really focus on me. Because I was like, if I'm going to come back to YouTube, I'm going to focus on myself, right? And then it's going to be like, other things will fall into place as it happens. But I knew what I was doing before, like, wasn't working.
Right.
And so that was one of the hardest moments for me, but it was one of the most building experiences for me mm-hmm. as, like, a human being.
I feel like there's so many, like, not everyone gets the chance. I mean, it's not gets the chance, but you know what I mean? Experience is being canceled.
Right.
But everyone
gets
hits,
a chance. If you're so lucky.
Gets a chance. Yeah. Oh.
If you're just so lucky.
You won the lottery. Yeah.
50 million for you.
Not everyone gets that in their life, but I feel like it's so relatable with people because it is that rock bottom feeling. It is that spiraling out of control. You're really, like,
I don't
losing.
Think it's relatable. I don't think people understand what it feels like.
The gravity.
Because if they understood it, they wouldn't be doing it.
Totally.
Period, point blank, it's cruel and unjust punishment, which is against the law. Mm-hmm. It's against the law for a cruel, like, unjust punishment.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. No one should ever go through that. I don't care what you did. I don't care if you're homophobic. You can go over there. Like, right. We don't need to be canceling anybody. Those are just my thoughts, because it just does not make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about cancellation a lot. And yeah, this is literally Mimi's stance, 100%.
It's my stance.
I agree. I do. But I feel like people going through career changes or really spiraling out of control, it literally is something that you go through that changes you as a person, mm-hmm. and you look at life differently after that.
100%.
Yeah.
Like I agree with you in the end of cancellation. I am wholeheartedly about accountability culture. That's what I've always been about, especially since 2018. I'm like, I think you can hold people accountable for certain things.
But we can talk about that too. Like, let me ask you.
Right.
Like,
no, yeah, so I'm saying, so what I was saying is that, like, if you, let's say something happened, right? And you've shown improvement in your life in some way, and like you've changed and not just said you were gonna change, you physically did it, mm-hmm. then you need to fucking move the fuck on. Right. Like, hello.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not like it's. Why do you owe that to anybody? Why do you need to do that for strangers on the internet? Why do strangers on the internet feel the need, feel like it's their job to hold other random people accountable? For what? I don't get it.
Honestly, in my head,
it just does not make sense.
I mean, they're your fans.
It's
they
ego.
Care. Yeah, it is.
But
it
they're
is
not
for
your fans.
Sure.
They care.
Mm-hmm. Are those your fans?
Well, it depends.
Some of them.
It does depend.
Some of them.
I will say, there's a big difference between someone who's sending you a message that's been like, I'm a longtime follower of you. Right. I've been through this, this, and this with you. And what you did disappointed me, rather than being like, you're a fucking fan.
I just heard of you, and this is wrong.
It's a completely different situation where it's like, I take those considerations, like people that were fans of mine being like, you know what? This was disappointing, and I've supported you throughout your entire journey, and I bought your products. It's like, you know what? Okay, you know what? I appreciate your opinion.
Yes.
And like, I take that more seriously than someone that's like, you're a little bitch.
Right.
There's a difference.
There's no weight. Yeah.
There's no weight. That weight doesn't hold for me. It's like literally someone just being like, you're ugly.
Do you think you've ever done anything that like deserved being canceled?
I don't. That's the thing is, I don't think I deserved being canceled. I really, really didn't. I don't think I deserved it.
No one does.
No, I agree.
Like, find me someone who thinks they deserve to be canceled. Because that's insane.
100%. I think it really just depends on situations, though. Like, because some things are, baby, people be getting canceled nowadays for fucking crime. I'm like, oh.
Yep.
The thing is, for me, I was canceled in 2018 for being a bad friend, quote unquote. Mm. So now looking back, I'm like, oh my God, like that was the dumbest thing in the whole world.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But it was the end of the world.
Like they thought it
was drama again.
It was drama again. It was like petty drama that was going on between a friend group.
Right.
And that's what it was. And that's what I got canceled for.
Yeah. Everyone always describes the beauty community and YouTube and social media in general as a grown up high school.
Literally.
But you really don't know how much of a high school it is until you're in it. And it is so fucking hard to stay above it and stay positive and stay out of it, stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. It's so hard. I think now, like being grown up and really like living through that, we make choices that we necessarily didn't make back in the day.
I feel like I'm much less problematic now.
Right.
I wouldn't even call myself. I feel like I would be back in the day, I would insert myself.
Right.
And things I didn't really need to insert myself on because I was like, well, why am I doing this in the first place?
Right.
I was like, what am I just being a little bitch? Like, I didn't understand what I was doing.
Right.
And I think now that I'm like literally 30 years old, mature, I have like things going on in my life, I'm like, I don't need to fight everyone's fucking battles for them.
Yes.
I was like, I can give my opinion about something, but I don't need to fight the fight.
Right.
You know, I think that's like
it's a
difference.
Sign of growth, maturity, and also happiness. Like if you are happy with yourself, you genuinely do not insert yourself. You genuinely do not look for negativity to be relevant and all that bullshit.
Exactly.
And that's what I want to ask you too. So what is your favorite part? Like the truest, most positive part of social media?
I would say the independence that it gives you and like the fact that I'm able to work with my family for like a living. Like my parents work with me full time.
Oh,
I
love that.
And I've never in my wildest dreams thought that that could be possible.
Right.
I love that.
And like, I think that's my biggest, like most amazing thing is the fact that I am able to help take care of my family and they take care of me. And it's like a revolving door, you know, and it's like getting to help my family too. Is like cool because my parents like literally took care of me my whole life, you know.
And congrats, like, that's so amazing.
Oh, thank you. But like getting to like, let's say like buy my mom a nice bag,
right?
Or like buy my dad something like really nice that he deserves. Like it's like things like that where it's like I've never had that kind of independence before, and I've always wanted it because even when I was younger and I was like 19 years old and I was a waiter, not even 19, I was like 20. And I was a waiter, and like I remember back in the day, I would bought my mom like these like Chanel eyeshadows from Macy's once.
Oh my God.
A little quad, and it was like $100 for like four shades. And I bought
for the least pigmented thing on earth.
The worst quality I've ever seen. And so I
might as well have been Clinique.
No,
I'm just kidding. Oh my God.
No,
we might as well drag the brand.
And so I remember like I bought it and I brought it for her, and I was like, I can't afford Chanel, but I wanted to get you something from Chanel.
Aww.
You know? And so it was something to me where I was like, now like I'm able to do things for her. Not that she even cares. Like she's not even a material person like that.
Oh, I'm sure she cares.
They don't give
I'm sure she thinks it's sweet.
They think it's sweet, but she doesn't ask for
it's more for
things.
You.
It's more so for like being able to give it in like this
I love
weird
that.
Way.
So you're more of like a giving present
a million percent.
Oh, me too.
I like literally do not give me a present.
I love getting presents from my husband. Oh, anyone else, I'm like, really, you shouldn't
like,
have.
Don't do it.
Really?
It's everybody, right?
It's, I don't
like
know.
It's everybody. No, it like, I wonder if someone's language. Out people, there who doesn't like giving. Like
people don't like giving presents. I mean,
really?
Yes. People yeah. love. People are selfish as fuck.
It also really? Depends okay. on your love language, okay. like one of the five, because they are both in yeah. it. Gift it depends. And gift
it depends how you feel loved and shit like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's true. It is. It is very that. I feel like I just love seeing someone's eyes when they open
Me
something.
Me too.
That's
it gives
so
you like
good.
A warm,
it's
happy so, feeling.
It's like this, like feeling that you're just like, oh my god, like. I created this for you.
Happiness.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Yes. It's happy. And like, I don't and know like, if it's selfish.
Something
like,
you know. I mean, maybe it might be selfish.
Am I selfish for wanting to be happy about this?
Is or? It? I mean, know, honestly, dude. I feel like I just want like someone to get a gift for me that they're going to have forever or like yeah. hang in their house or wear on their arm like mm-hmm. a bag. And they're going to be like, yeah, Gigi got me this.
Totally. And it's also like something
that might
we've
be selfish.
Hard for. That's selfish as fuck. But it's also it like we've worked hard for it. So we want someone to enjoy it as well. Because we've right. worked hard for it as well.
Also yeah. like. Like, what do I need? What the fuck do I need? Like, I need
Maybe
nothing, bitch.
Nothing. Like, literally, I don't need anything. I'm so blessed in my life. Like, I don't, like, if anything, I'm like, make me, like, a fucking card.
Right.
Like, I want something sentimental nowadays. I'm not trying to look for anything materialistic.
Or, like, time. Yeah, like, let's
time.
Go to dinner.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
Let's have a weekend
That's
away.
That's what I want.
That's like, what I want the mm-hmm. most, honestly.
Like, a birthday
That's...
dinner, not a birthday present.
Yes. That's or, like, take me away on yeah. a weekend. Or let's yes. go. Like, let's split it down the middle. You know,
absolutely.
Like, let's just spend time together. Mm-hmm.
Quality
I love
time.
That.
Love language, another one.
Speaking of love languages, how's your dating life?
Ooh. What dating life?
What dating life?
What is
You're like, I'm dating
life?
Myself in my dope car.
Absolutely. My right hand is so active.
Oh my God, I love you.
Are you single for real?
I am single. Yes, I am single. I've been, you know what's crazy? I think you already knew this about me, but like, I've never had a full boyfriend in my whole life.
I think I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, I've never been okay. in like a long, like committed relationship. I've been like with someone for like 6 months. And like, but we never called each other our boyfriends, you know, and that wasn't like really a title that I had. So I've never technically been in a relationship with someone, but honestly, dating is really hard. And I have a hard time dating, to be
In
quite
LA
honest.
Or who you are? Like, because
both.
Of who you are? Because are you very
both.
Picky?
I tend to be
Do you have
picky,
commitment
right?
issues?
I have commitment issues.
Do you?
I think so.
Wait, yeah, how do you?
I think I've come to realize, like, as like I've gotten older, I'm like, I think, you know, because you know when you get older, like, this is qualities of me that aren't the best that I'm trying to work
yeah.
on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, it's more so about not even commitment issues. It's more so like letting my walls down is like kind of more of my issue. Is like
trust
letting
issues.
People in.
Ooh,
trust
very
issues.
Classic yeah. YouTuber energy.
That
is. It is.
But it's also because I feel like I've been burned by a lot of people yeah. while doing this.
Right.
So I'm, you guys, I'm literally the bitch that's like has a Hinge. And like not a single photo of me is glam. I say I work in social media marketing. Like I literally am living a Hannah Montana life.
Oh my God, that yeah. took me so long. I'm like, has a Hinge.
You're like, what?
I thought it was yeah. like you had yeah. a Hinge personality. Like a Hinge.
Oh my God, unhinged.
Unhinged. So I have this Hinge.
I'm unhinged currently.
unhinged. That's what I literally, that's unhinged. What I thought. Oh my God, I'm dying.
So that literally, so I... Like, well, just, I don't talk about the fact that I do social media because, one, I'm a beauty guru boy, and it's not
People
the most,
know,
like...
People know, though. People will know.
I have a very large, predominantly female audience, like, literally 90% female, so a lot of times guys won't
okay.
actually know.
Really?
Yeah, because I have such a huge female audience,
right.
90% women. So it's like, okay, I can kind of, in a way, get away with it because I literally do beauty for a living, mm-hmm. and I have...
But if a guy knows one male beauty guru, they know Manny MUA.
Exactly.
Like, that's, in my head,
that's... what I'm thinking, yeah.
No, but see, I'm assuming that they don't. Because now, like, as I've gotten older, yeah. I kind of have, like, different tells where I can, like, kind of tell if they do know me or not.
Right.
Where it's like, I'll be in a situation with them, and I'm like... Kind of giving
Bitch.
a little extra eye, a little
know the
twinkle.
Energy
I know
from the
energy.
Beginning.
I can tell immediately
yeah, 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 yeah,
if
yeah.
someone like knows who I am.
What if he was really hot? Like if he was fucking gorgeous, but he kind of is like a little bit of a fan. Would you hit it?
See, the thing is, I'm like kind of over the hit it phase though.
Are
I think
you?
Like, I kind of want to like go
oh,
on a date.
Go. I love that.
Okay.
I want to go on a date. I'm kind of over like the hitting it kind of situation. And like, listen, I'll hit it. I don't give a fuck.
Were you ever in
like,
a
I'm
hit
down.
It situation?
Oh, I still am sometimes.
Oh, got it.
For sure. But the thing is, like, for now, like when it comes to like a hot guy that I see, I don't think like I want to fuck. I think, oh, I want to go on a date with him.
Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if he would love me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, so that's kind of what it is for me now. It's more so like I'm into the fantasy of like more so than just like a hookup in the steam room. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm
what does
that.
He look like? Like, what kind of guy are
oh,
we
kind
looking
of guy?
For?
Yeah,
oh,
do you have a type?
I don't even necessarily have like a physical type, rather than like, I just like them to be a little bit taller than me.
Just guys.
Easy.
Guys
yep,
that are taller
same.
Than me. And I like them to, like, I don't want them to have like some six pack. Like, I'm like, girl, I don't have a six pack, so I'm not trying to expect nothing from no one. Like, I want them to just be a down ass bitch.
Because then you gotta get one.
Because then I have to go
and yeah,
I don't have
oh my God, the
patience.
Pressure.
For me, it's just like, I feel like I kind of put out what I want. And that sounds kind of strange, but like I feel like for me, I tend to be a little more to earth, and like I'm like a family oriented person. I feel like I'm a kind person, so I think that when you put out that kind of stuff, you kind of tend to want that in return. Mm-hmm. And like I wouldn't want someone that's like an evil ass bitch when I'm like, oh, but I'm like a good person,
right?
So I think that I want someone that exudes like the Clash of the Titans. Yes. So I want that kind of like chill ass energy in return. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I look for. Is like that kind of chill ass. Cool vibes where you can like we can go work out, but then we can be like cut. Let's watch Drag Race. Like I want both.
Oh my God, she's out there for you.
I think she's out there too.
Definitely,
she's out there somewhere.
100%.
But I'm trying not to.
Any unintangibles though, like funny, smart, carefree.
Oh, I mean, if he's funny, like literally, my drawers are soaked.
That's a
like
good one.
Literally, like fuck me all the way up. If you're funny, like I will die. Yes. If you're fine and funny, I'm wife.
It's a wrap.
Maybe it's a wrap. Let me put a ring on it. Let's go to Cartier right now.
Are you the marrying type? Like, would you get married?
I don't know. I think that back in the day, I was more. But as I've gotten older, things have like just changed in my mind.
Really?
Like, literally, I used to be the type. Like, when I was like 20, I'd be like, I'm never gonna be in an open relationship. I don't give a fuck what anyone motherfucking says. But now it's like, well, if I get with someone, and like 20 years later, what do we want to like sleep around with someone with us? I don't know.
Ooh. Like, I think God, you're so realistic.
Well,
I love
you can
it.
Do that while you're bitch. Married.
Exactly. I feel like I'm a real ass bitch when it comes to like. What I want. And like I think that back in the day I was like, oh my God, I'm so like into just like monogamy only. And like listen, for the first like 10 years, baby, it's monogamy.
Right.
Don't even try it.
10
but
years?
When it comes to like let's say 20,
right.
Well, I've been eating steak. I want some chicken. Like I love
the food reference. Yeah, it's fucking everything.
I was like, I don't know if I want the same thing constantly. And like, what if we both just want like, why don't we just have fun?
Right.
And like, we know we're together.
Like a dream to me.
We know it's
literally whatever works.
A dream.
Whatever works. I feel like you need to make your own rules. But the commitment like, is commitment. At
commitment
the end of the day,
is commitment. Yeah. Like, I want commitment.
However you define it.
Marriage or necessarily being with someone. Blah, blah, blah. I want commitment, and I want someone that wants to be with me, and it doesn't matter like anything else in between.
Yeah. I love that. I fuck with that. I'm pro marriage. I'm pro monogamy. But
totally,
who am I to tell anyone else what the fuck to do?
100%.
Who am I to tell the like, gays that, to be monogamous?
Right. I mean,
I say that now, but like, what if I'm with someone and I'm like, I don't want to ever fucking be open.
Right.
Like,
you never know.
Honestly, I just literally never know, and so I don't like to put myself in a box.
But you love
it also
love.
Probably I depends love. On oh, the person,
that.
Right? Like,
it depends.
What if
it totally depends.
You know, like, it depends on who you're with. So,
like, what if I'm with a daddy and he's like, "Let's get a little twink in here." I'm like, "Okay,
right."
I don't know what I'm gonna want.
So turned off if Matt was like, "Ooh, we should bring someone else in." I'd be like, "Are you? You want to die? Oh, you want to
die today?
Oh, you really want this to be a spooky Halloween?
Yeah, you're funny.
Oh, so you want me to kill you?
You want
to
scream in the house too?
Yeah, murder suicide.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm down.
Honestly, it depends on like what the vibes are. Like,
it does.
But see, it depends. Like, let's say like you're like, okay, no, absolutely not. But like, what if in 20 years, like maybe, yeah.
Right.
It just depends.
Right.
Who knows?
Communication, mother. Communication.
Communication is key.
Marriage for me changes like every 6 months. Like sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting married. Like how many times have I texted?
Yes.
Mark, you are married. He's been with the same guy for 10 years.
Mark,
he is
I'm
married.
Fucking strangle
That's
you
gay right marriage. Now.
That's marriage. That's 100 years in gay.
Five, exactly.
Ten?
2 years. 2 years together in gay is gay
it's
marriage.
It's like dog years.
Literally.
It's literally dog years.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Even 6 months is kind of like, wow, you guys
oh
have been
God.
Together for a
Look
while.
At you. Commitment.
In straight culture, it's like actually not like that
it's
at all.
It's literally nothing.
It's like five is like, okay, are you going
to
get
like,
engaged?
Oh, are you guys good? Do you want
to
have a kid?
There are so many things to think about. Like,
yeah.
is am I doing this for what? Like, for a visa? For, like, tax purposes? For love? Like, is this... Do we need to be married to buy a house? Like, mm-hmm. so many of that, like, mm-hmm. goes on, but...
It's when you know, you
legality,
know.
Legality, too. Like, there's so much legal shit going on. Like, when it comes to marriage, too, it's like, oh, you're gonna share a bank account? Like...
Right.
Have mm-hmm. you both named on the, like, on the house? Like,
right.
There's so much stuff, like, legally that goes into it that it's, like, hard,
mm-hmm.
too. Because it's like, well, is it gonna be better?
What are your thoughts on prenups?
On prenups. I honestly never really gave them much thought.
Oh my God. I was actually talking
honest,
with my friends
so
about
funny.
This the other day. I was talking with Demi about this. Uh-huh. And it is so crazy the amount of like girls you see on TV, like Camille Grammer, for example. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. If anyone knows, she took Kelsey Grammer for like all he was worth.
Really?
Like, so intense. And it was, like, on the show. Like, she was like, just got $50 million. Like, and
no!
She was like, yes. Like, full on. She's like, house shopping with my $50 million I got from him.
So fun.
It's insane. Because nowadays,
okay,
and, like,
actual hell?
Erica Girardi, like, just all the... I mean, I'm very into Real Housewives of Beverly
Hills,
of course.
Right.
And I am married, so I'm very into this. But, like, It's insane that like prenups were not a thing back in the day.
Right.
It's and insane if you would marry people someone, get married without a prenup now.
It
to
is.
Me.
It, me too. Yes. It genuinely is insane. It's to protect yourself. And also, yep. I mean, California law is so, so intense. After getting married, I learned so much shit that I yeah. literally had no idea it's even intense. Existed. It's uh-huh. insane.
I didn't know that.
The laws, mm-hmm. like I could literally, we need a whole other podcast for this because it's insane the shit that they write as that. A law. Like, cheating, if you have proof of cheating, it's just yeah. like this whole thing.
And this
thing.
Is the prenup, for the prenup kind of vibe.
Yes, but it's got like it. For full on, like full law.
Got
it's
it.
Like insane. I'm like, oh, it's I thought like cheating law. Was between the couple, not it's in a not full law. Law.
Uh-huh.
Like,
okay.
Oh, wow. It's like so many that. Things like that.
Honestly, I think that like now, like even bringing it up, like if there was someone that was in my life that I was dating, let's say you're seeing, and they, let's say, didn't have as much money as I did, let's say.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know if necessarily I would be comfortable just like sharing everything in the account right then and there. Cause it's like, oh, well,
absolutely not.
I like worked for everything though.
Of course.
And like, I'm
they
like,
can
no
have a credit
daddy
card
either.
With a limit.
Right.
There's a limit. There's a limit.
Right. And they shouldn't want that either though.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? That's why I've never thought about it. Cause I've never like been in that kind of situation.
Right.
Like,
if somebody's
oh,
trying
know.
To be like, well, you love me, right? Like,
oh,
aren't
God,
we going to split?
No,
it's like, oh, so you're a
I would die.
Yeah.
I would die. You're crazy. And I actually don't love you.
No.
Oh, I thought I loved you.
I thought half your money was mine.
Yeah, baby. Don't you love me?
No.
Like, oh, so you're crazy.
I do.
Right. And then let me guess.
What the fuck?
Let me guess, when you come into money, half won't be mine.
Right. Suddenly there's a right? prenup for you.
Exactly. Like, and that's usually how the bitches are, I bet.
Like,
you know?
No, like that,
if
like that
they
would
were to ever.
Freak me out.
Yeah.
100%.
Marriage can
it.
Be so
it's
savage.
Scary. I can't even date, though.
Come
period.
On, divorce rate.
Seriously.
That's so fucking savage.
It's like, amazing that you're married. I love it.
Oh my God, thanks.
Adele's, I don't know when this podcast is coming out, but Adele's divorce album is coming out. So if you want to get divorced, do it now before the
Ooh.
Album
Now's
comes
the time.
Out.
Now's
so
the
you
time.
Can get into it.
Yes, I'm very excited
Baby,
for that.
Maybe that'll be my 13th reason.
Hello. Oh, oh my God. Not a suicide joke.
No.
Canceled.
No.
Come on, Everyone, 13th on reason why.
No, but it's like, that's what, like on TikTok. Everyone like says on TikTok. That's why I see it. Like, this is my 13th reason.
I'm yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The kids like that.
We just
like
dodged that.
Dodge it. I'm kidding. This is a fucking joke.
Okay. I'm so oh sorry God. For joking about.
Oh my God. Literally. Just cut it out.
Manny, do you have any role models that
Ooh,
you look up
models.
To, like career wise, life wise? I mean, we were just talking about marriage, career stuff. Like, do you really like admire anyone?
Do I admire? I admire RuPaul.
Okay.
I really admire RuPaul, and I think that seeing the things that he's done in his life from like where he started to where he is yeah. now, he or
pioneer.
She, he's a fucking pioneer.
Yeah.
And like, I think that in a way is like, I can kind of relate to it in like my industry in like a tiny, tiny, tiny way. Like in social media, like there wasn't like a lot of boys doing beauty back in the day. And like, I had to fight the good fight to get
Hello.
Things happening. You know what I mean? And I think that there's just like things from Paul, like, and the things that she says, like, I'm just so like, oh my God, like, I like, there's yeah. just like these little one-liners that I'm like, oh, I really resonate with that thing. And I think that they're very profound.
Yeah,
you know,
me
and
too.
I really, really,
me
really
too.
Appreciate that about RuPaul.
And she says them in a fun way where it doesn't
yes.
really feel like there's that much weight to them. Like,
right.
you can't love somebody else. If, or what is even the quote? You can't
love yourself.
If you can't love
you
anybody
love else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm. That. Yeah, that part.
It
uh-huh.
sounds cute, but when you actually think about it
it's
and
deep.
You are in a place of authenticity, it's like, damn, bitch.
No, honestly, and like, there's like so many different ones where it's like, if bitches ain't paying your bills, pay them no mind. And it's like,
right.
there's like these little tiny things that are like funny and quirky, but when you really dig deep, they're like, oh, they're like really deep and like
See,
they have a lot of
the
value.
The whole show is like that.
Literally.
Right? Like, even the winners that they choose, like they've gone through something and they've,
Absolutely.
You know, come out on top. Like they've shown how they did it, how they come up mm-hmm. on top. Because I agree with you too. How do you feel about all the people who hate RuPaul?
I think it's really weird.
Me too.
Like, I think it's really, really strange. And like,
there's
I,
a special
like,
place in hell for those people.
Absolutely. And like, listen, I'm not saying RuPaul's perfect, okay? I know about the fracking.
But no one
okay?
is.
I'm not fucking.
Yeah.
Come on, frack.
You know about the fracking, okay?
Yeah.
She's not perfect. But, you know, there is like, again, like, you can't. Because someone does, like, just because someone's doing something like wrong doesn't mean that you can't appreciate all the good that they've done. And like, I appreciate like what she's done for the community. Mm-hmm. And look what she's done for drag.
It's insane.
Yes,
like, are you fucking joking?
Yeah.
For the LGBT community as a whole.
Yes.
It's insane.
Like putting people out on the map. Like look at her being at MTV Movie Awards and like
did
all
she,
these things.
Did she put drag into being a household name?
Absolutely.
I think she did
cover
too.
Girl.
Definitely part of it. Like Mac, yeah, when she was on the
no,
Mac.
No, before Drag Race. Fuck Drag Race.
Before
Val
Drag Race.
Came before
Viva Glam,
Drag Race.
She's RuPaul.
She was a Viva Glam moment.
Show.
Yeah.
That'd be
okay, redundant question. Rhetorical. Mm-hmm. I know. Now I know.
Don't understand.
Sorry, Michelle. Even Ross. Yeah.
It blows me away when people think that RuPaul is the bad guy. Like, RuPaul is not the bad guy, people. Like, he's in our community. Relax, find the real bad guy and direct your energy over there.
Blame it on the edit.
And you know
there
what? She
there
goes to work just like everyone else. Her name's on the show, but she clocks in and she clocks out. Yeah. She's You're not getting in drag. Getting I'm fucking tired. Uh-huh. Goodbye.
I can't imagine like waking up at like 6 in the morning and doing all that she does in one day.
Right. Give me like
that
we
is
still
shocking.
Yes. Like literally give me your soundbite, girls. Come on. Like I don't have all day.
Exactly.
I have to go
like,
do
I'd
other
be exhausted.
Things.
Yes. And like I've been to a couple of like the premiere finales and like I've watched them live. And there's like so much work that goes into it. It's like genuine.
Yeah,
shocking.
It's a TV
and
show.
RuPaul's funny when they're
oh
recording
those. Oh my god,
things.
She's so fucking good.
Clean it up. Confetti on, everywhere. Come on, let's go.
She's like, Jesus Christ.
She's professional.
I am not bending down, like pissed.
But she does it in such a funny way.
She's talent.
That it's like, oh. Like,
she's like, I'm in drag.
I literally don't want to bend down.
No.
I'm in 6-inch heels.
And
I
where's
will
my light?
It's,
I can feel it. It's not strong enough.
Yes.
Like that, I feel like
yes.
is like me.
Absolutely.
I need like a barn light.
I'm not a barn light.
Blow me out.
I don't want a single piece of dimension on my face.
I already built it in with the contour.
I'm underpainted. That's all you get. No, literally, like, I'm obsessed with RuPaul.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
really,
a good
really
one.
Cool, really, really cool for yeah. the community, and I feel like she's done a lot.
Yeah. She's fucking major.
Major.
Have you met her?
I have met her.
Have
and
you?
She's amazing in person, too. Yeah. I mean, honestly, when I saw her at DragCon once, and I had, like, went and saw her, and she wasn't in drag, and I was like, why aren't you in drag? In my mind, I'm thinking, why aren't you in drag?
Because she ain't getting
that paid. To her.
No, yeah, right. She's like,
because she goes everywhere not in drag.
I know, but I didn't know that.
She doesn't
want to
do it.
She's like, bitch, that takes too long.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, you're so right. And also, like, that just takes so much work. I can't even imagine, like, drag, the amount of work that drag takes.
Right.
Haunts me.
And if you're at her level, you can't control the lighting. You can't control.
I wonder what she looks like from the side. Like, I wonder if it's
still
just
stunned,
as good as from
actually.
The front.
Probably, yeah.
Still
yeah.
Stunned.
I mean, probably tape in places
tape,
she doesn't
though.
Want you
she's
to
taped,
see.
But she's still stunned, like, yeah. shocking. Like, even at those premieres, like, even when she, like, turns, I'm like, oh, you're still, like, a glamazon.
Right.
Word.
Oh, she's still
like, it's
snatched.
Shocking. Still snatched as fuck.
Okay, so at the end of every single podcast, we answer some fan queries.
Ooh, how cute. Queries.
Queries.
I love that.
Queries on Queerify. Do you want to stay with us and answer them with
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. We'll be
I
right back
it.
With Manny MUA. Welcome back. We are here with the one and only Manny MUA. If you guys aren't aware, we have our own special hotline. It's 1-844-QUEERYS. That's 1-844-QUEERYS. We answer your questions at the end of every single episode, and we're about to get into some right now with Manny.
I love it. I'm so excited to do this. Like, I love it.
All right, take us in, Mark.
Here we go. Our first query.
Hey, y'all. I'm Grayson. I'm from Dallas, Texas. And my question to y'all is, what made you guys start drag? Because I've always been interested in it, but I've never known, you know, is it really worth it? So. Let me know. Thank y'all.
Grayson, hi y'all. I don't think there is a single drag queen here today.
Just your luck, Grayson. Yeah. I was thinking she for sure listened to an episode with a drag queen on it.
For
called
sure.
It.
Oh, I love that.
Well, let's just say like, what made
anyway.
You start? Yeah, let's answer it. Like, what made you start presenting as feminine?
Right.
Yeah,
it's
as
kind of the same thing, right? I feel like. What makes people start like being creative and putting makeup on their face and really showing their expression is just true. Like for me, at least just being not having enough creativity within my life. Like Mark, you and I went to a Catholic school. We were in a uniform every single day. I would obviously be forced to wear the male uniform, but I would buy like tight. If anyone remembers, Aritzia TNA tits and ass pants. They're like tight yoga pants. I would wear those and like get in trouble. I'd get written up. I'd have to change back. So like my face was really the only place where I could really express myself. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's kind of that, you know, when people do drag, when, you know, you express yourself, it's kind of like, real life's not really giving it to me. I want to serve a little bit of a fantasy.
Completely 1,000,000% agree with you. Same with me. Like I grew up, had straight A's in school, played volleyball all through high school. Like I was like the sporty kid who like was smart. I never had a creative outlet my entire life in that way. So for me, when like makeup came into the picture, it was almost like my art form. So that's kind of what I also feel with drag is like, it's their art, it's their expression, it's the way they want to be presented in some type of way. And like, maybe they feel like they can't do it in their boy form mm-hmm. or their non-drag form. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I think that that's a huge part of it.
Right.
You know? And like, they want to, let's say like, putting on the makeup is almost like putting on the mask of like being able to kind of go out there and like show to the world like what you want to do and like feel the most confident version of yourselves. And like mm-hmm. people should have that. Right. People should be allowed to have that.
Right. And where do you, I want to ask you too, because we didn't even get into this and I don't know why. How do you relate with being in drag? Because I feel like I don't see your glam as drag.
I wouldn't say that my glam is drag. I definitely wouldn't. So when it comes to drag, the only thing I relate to it in a way is like it's their art expression and that's mine. Like this is mine. Mm-hmm. So for me, like I have gotten into more art stuff and like I like to paint, I like to do things. But back in the day, like when I was 21, 22, first getting into makeup, I didn't even have any of those things. You know, I didn't have the artistic anything. So for me, it was about getting to express myself the way I want to. And in a way, I do feel like the full coverage is like a little bit of a mask and getting to like
totally.
Feel a little more of a fantasy.
Yes.
And like kind of get into like the, and get into the gig and feel my zhuzh.
Right.
A little bit more.
Right.
And it's like when the lash goes on, baby, it's over.
And you know? it's what it should be giving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I feel like if you're fully beat and you have the same confidence level, that's weird.
That's why I'm like, wait, are you good?
I've dated people and Nats would literally murder me if I said this. But I've dated people and when my makeup is off, they're like, you're a lot nicer. And I'm like, how dare you?
No, but like, there's a difference.
I think it's a confidence level. It's like, I feel sweeter when I have no makeup on, but yeah. It's like, I feel like more still, humble. I feel like a little bit of more of that bitch when I'm fully beat.
That's exactly how I feel.
Right.
I feel like, let's say, like, for example, like if I'm walking in a mall and I'm like full beat, I'm like, no one can tell me anything.
Exactly.
Like, even when the straight guys look at me, I'm like, no one can't tell me shit.
And if someone comes up to you and you have an interaction, you're giving a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm just
because you
like,
know what
on.
Your face is serving.
I'm more on. And I know when I'm like, okay, let me just like a little
right.
pose. Rather than it being like a full, like, just like, oh, hi, how are you? Like, which is fine, too. I love
right,
both.
Right.
But like, let's say if I was walking through like some place and I was not beat and like there's like guys around, I'd be like, kind of like,
yeah,
a little
like,
more
hey,
intimidated, like, okay, I'm just kind of here, like,
right.
whatever.
Right.
No
but
armor.
Me, it's like, oh, work.
No
yeah,
armor.
Like an armor in
exactly.
A way,
I 100% agree. 100%. But I know you have a palette called Life's a Drag in your line,
yes.
Lunar Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
You do drag, though, sometimes.
I did back in the day.
Is that for photo shoots, or do you ever,
so,
like, perform?
She doesn't do
never.
It anymore?
No, so that the reason I
we need a rekindling. I want to see it,
bitch. So the reason I even created Life's a Drag was my first product ever I ever came out with.
It's such a good palette. Gottmik
Thank
did
you.
The makeup for it.
Yes, Gottmik did it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're so right.
I remember he showed me, and I was like, "Manny looks snatched."
No,
it's like okay,
he killed it. Like
you got the Gottmik shape.
I got yes. She mm-hmm. she shook me.
She murdered it.
She
yeah.
murdered it. But when I was first starting out in the beauty world, like I had done drag. In the beginning, because that was like kind of like how I wanted to express myself, just kind of like having fun with it, makeup, hair, beauty, the whole fantasy. I was living for it, but I didn't love everything about drag. I didn't love like wearing the hair. I didn't love wearing the nails. I didn't love wearing the heels. I didn't love wearing the dresses. Like I didn't like that part, but I loved the makeup.
Right.
So that's why I started off with Life's a Drag, because like I feel like my life is what it is now because of drag. So Life's a Drag. Like
I
how,
love that.
That was my catalyst. Drag was my like way of being Manny MUA, like it, like that's how it flowed.
Ew, that's cute.
Thank you. But that's like that's why it was my first product, because it was like I wouldn't have ever been Manny MUA without drag first.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Wow. Mark, how do you relate to this question, if at all?
I mean, I've you know presented as feminine for a long time in my life. We both did in high school. I never got into makeup as much. I still do it like for fun by myself when I'm like trying to be good at makeup, because sometimes I feel like I'm the only one. Yeah, like of all of my friends who's not good at makeup.
I mean, you can beat though.
I bet she can
yeah.
put her face on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but like a normal face, yeah, but not like drag. Anyways, but it's always been just me. Like I've always been a feminine person. I've never put limits on what I could wear, on what I could do, like in how I blur gender. And Gigi, you're the same, you know? Like we just did it. Like I don't think we were thinking about the whys at
totally.
The time. Like it just happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Grayson, thank you. That was a great question. Our next query.
Hi, Gigi. My name is Isaac. I am from Bakersfield, California. My question for you is, how has it been growing up in the, I guess, the influencer industry while being trans and just having your whole life, you know, being seen by many people? How does that, you know, has that affected you?
Hey, Isaac. Thank you so much for that question. I really appreciate you calling in. And I would honestly say it's kind of a weird answer because, and I'm sure you can relate with this. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's honestly no better person. I really felt like the online community at first was lonely for me because I really could not relate. I did not have any sisters. I didn't have any other trans girls going through the same thing. I had people in my real life. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew I was trans because I took a trip to New York for work and I met trans girls there. And I was like, oh my God, this is my destiny, first mm-hmm. of all. And then I kind of went online and it was just my supporters. But that's why it wasn't lonely, because I had everyone really sticking by me and really working through things with me. So it was kind of a weird time. Like, I look back and it almost doesn't seem like the internet because totally. It was so
yeah, it was so
different.
Much better back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like now it's like in LA, like everyone's so clicky, everyone's so influencer or not or whatever, this, that, and the other. But growing up in Toronto, like, I would have had it no other way. I loved that I moved to LA from Toronto because it just gave me the chance to be social still, because I feel a lot of people online, I would meet them and they would be so quiet. They wouldn't really, you know, exude what they did online, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But at the true. Same time, it's like, I want that personality. I want, you know, I want to be your friend like I am online, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. But yeah, so it was lonely, but also not lonely. It's just weird because now there's so much trans representation. Like, yeah. And I hate to be like that girl. Like, I wish I could have seen myself on TV when I was young, but yeah, it's
but
so
it's true.
But it's
like,
true.
It just is tea. Like, there's
it's
no other
true.
Way to say it.
I completely agree. Like, with what you just said. I completely agree. I do wish I had seen someone like me years ago who was like, because I think for me, it's different because what I did see back then was men presenting, wanting to present as women or becoming trans, or, you know, for me, I was like, well, what about like the guys who just like want to have fun and play and like just
don't mm-hmm. want to transition.
Don't want to transition. I want to keep their
facial hair. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that I built out my own path and like kind of my own way. But I do wish I kind of had it back then, that I didn't have to look inside and be like, well, am I trans? Like,
right.
You know, and you start to even kind of think, my parents asked me, like, are you trans?
I'm sure
like,
they did.
No.
Not lashes and a smoky eye.
Yes, no, literally, like, are you trans? I'm like, no.
And not drag at all. Yes, very
no,
blurring the lines.
No, literally. Yeah. So I was like, no, I'm not. And so they were confused. I was confused. It was all big of confusion. So now it's like, I think it's really awesome that there is so much representation for everyone.
Yeah.
That it's like, you will find your tribe online if you look for it.
100%. And also, like, we wouldn't be where we were at if we didn't start at the time.
Absolutely.
You know, like, who knows where we'd be? Maybe we'd be living quieter lives.
Right.
Not as loud. Mm-hmm. But I'm very thankful for everything that happened. It's like, you know, if we could even help, like, you know, a few people online come out as trans or boys in makeup, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, now that's gorge.
That's stunning.
Right?
That's
the power of YouTube that we're here for.
Yeah, you were also both started when YouTube was like a place to post videos that people would watch. Now it feels like the Wild West, you know? Mm-hmm. People are always looking to go on a crusade somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just not the same anymore. Anyways, thank you, Isaac. Good question.
You're like, anyways, it's not the same, period. It's true. I mean, it's really not the same.
It's tea. It's very,
like,
very
I remember when I started texting Gigi and I was like, YouTube doesn't deserve you anymore. Like, it's time. Like, it's not, like your comments are disgusting. Like, it's time to go.
It's funny, though, because I feel like YouTube was the be-all, end-all, and social media was. But now I feel like if you are that kind of person that has a lot to give, it almost not transcends YouTube, because YouTube will always be a part of like our DNA and like our life. But I feel like at the same time, it's like there is more out there. And like the more we start to grow, like we've done so many things, like
you
and I, that like we wouldn't have gotten without YouTube. So it's like you really do.
I'm so grateful for YouTube.
You go through like different, you know, alleys, I guess,
absolutely.
Of business ventures and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Different mm-hmm. avenues that we wouldn't have had without YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't like bite the hand that fed you in the beginning.
Exactly.
That literally is why you had certain things.
Yeah, but this is a whole other conversation too, because yeah, you can't bite the hand that feeds you, but there was also a time when YouTube wasn't really doing it for the LGBT community, even though the LGBT community kind of put YouTube on the map. So there's a whole thing to be said about YouTube.
Come on, debate.
I love it.
It is. It's true. You know it's true.
It is.
It's like, yeah, like, oh, we're YouTubers.
And they were
we have to be nice
all of
to
our
YouTube.
Videos back in the day.
Exactly.
With gay
exactly.
And trans in the title. I said,
hello.
Baby, we don't forget.
Uh huh.
We didn't forget what had happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those coming out
the
stories
that
were suppressed.
You.
Come on now. mm-hmm. Come on now.
It's
we
so
know.
So true, though. Wow.
We know.
Shall we do the next question?
Let's do it. Here we go.
Hi, my name's Rebecca. And my question to you is tips to make more friends, or like friends that are lasting, and how do you tell friends are real or fake? Because, yeah, I was just wondering. Bye.
Rebecca, cute question. Thank you for calling us in. So Rebecca's question was, how do you, do you have any tips on finding friends, and how do you tell if friends are fake or real? Who wants to go first? Gigi?
That's such a good question.
It is a good one. I feel like, I mean, Mark, you are literally one of my only friends of over 10 years. I know we're pushing way longer than that.
I mean, Tiffany's there too.
Right. I mean, I could count them on one hand. So mm-hmm. I feel like the only advice I have for that is friends that you don't really have to like try that work hard at. With, right? Like mm-hmm. friendship is work. And I truly feel like a lot of the time I feel like, oh, I need to check in with my friends. I need to ask them what they're doing, whatever. But at the same time, that is a want. Not a need. Like I want to. Mm-hmm. I feel like if it's a need and you're really like, oh, it's been a week, I should really check in on this friend. It's like, well, what? Like, that's just weird. Cause I feel like mm-hmm. with friends that you really, really, really know and you consider family, like I feel like you could go 20 years without talking to them and then you could go to lunch and be like,
love.
So bitch, what's up? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like it really just comes naturally. I feel like if you go looking for friends or if you go looking for love for that matter, it's so rare that you find it mm-hmm. because it really just will gravitate towards you. And before you know it, you're like, wow, bitch, we're celebrating our 5th year anniversary of being friends. How fun. And it's still fun. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a testament too. And also, Rebecca, you have a little dainty voice. You sound kind of young. So give yourself time. You know, they will come.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard, right? Because how do you know if someone's fake or real? I think you learn. You learn and you go through those bad relationships or bad friendships. And you don't do, you don't make the same mistakes next time. But there is another like side to this coin where you know that that friend is fake, and this is very LA. You know that friend's fake, or you know that this person is a user, or you know that this you know this person is not a good person. And then there's that game of like, okay, like how do I play this? And that's weird to me.
Oh my God, that's like so everyone's MO here.
It's so true. Honestly, I've adopted the term "it is what it is," and it's like something I say all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like as long as you kind of realize that for yourself, you're able to be able to kind of finesse the system without having to really give your energy the, like, the way that they want it to be. The system,
I can't.
If you will.
I can't. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me, but I see, like, I see it.
It is what it, like, I know what it is now. It's like, okay, I know that you're a fake-ass bitch, and I know I'm not going to talk to you ever, but I can say hi to you at an event and keep it moving.
Right, it's not like you're going to give your energy to them and be like, so this is why you hurt me. This is why this needs to change. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't care enough anymore. Yeah. As you get older, you care less and less and less. I'm like, that's what Ellie's going to be, and it's probably going to always be that. But I don't need to feed into it because we're never going to be best friends. And we're never going to hang out. And you can be like, oh my God, like, let's go grab dinner. I'll be like, right.
Like, sure, if there's a million people there and we don't really have to talk.
Exactly.
Like, that's fine. Like,
but it tends to never happen, though.
Right.
Whenever people's like, oh, let's grab dinner, I'm like, okay. And it never happens. Because they're only asking
the LA
like,
invite.
That moment. It's LA.
The clout. What was the clout quote you said earlier?
Clout's one hell of a drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that thing. Like, that's like that thing. But also, like, when it comes to with Rebecca, like, I think at the end of the day, too, like, experience always speaks louder than words. And, like, their actions always speak louder. So if they do things that contract what they're saying, baby, follow what they're doing, and you got to get the fuck out of there if they're being a fake-ass bitch.
Totally. Yeah. 100%. And, like, also look where your interests lie, too. Mm. Like, if you are maybe being that person, you know, maybe you are, not saying you are, obviously, Rebecca, but sometimes you have to look at yourself. You're like, well, am I being opportunistic? Like, am I being genuine?
Totally.
Like, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. It's like, maybe it's your inner person being like, but I really want this, or, like, I really want to do that. Like, check in with yourself, because I feel like that also could contribute to the relationship really not lasting as long as you would hope for, you know.
And it's hard to have that realization with yourself, because sometimes, like, I've been in moments where, like, years ago, where I'd be like, oh wait, like, I feel like I wasn't doing that for the right reason,
right?
And I feel like intention's more like loud than what the action is for me. I think that's just for me personally. I always feel like intention's louder than action. And what I mean by that is, when if someone has intention of good and they do something that like, hurts my feelings, I'm like, okay, but you didn't mean to.
Yes.
If but you know why? Like, nice feelings are not facts, baby.
But because they want
feelings
something in return.
Feelings are not facts.
Right.
Exactly. But if they want something in return, it's like, okay, but you weren't doing it for the reason.
Right.
Yep. And I'm like, yeah, like, exactly. That's sweet, right. But and I know that that's not the tea.
Energy is major, too.
Yeah.
It could like, seem like see. It was good.
Yes.
And they did it for this, but not to hold it over your head later, or not to be nasty or whatever. Like, energy is so tea. So I feel like just got to be that intuitive bitch, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Time. takes time.
Don't move to LA, Rebecca. It's a scary world out there.
It just takes time.
Well, it's one hell of a drug,
it's
Rebecca.
Hell of a drug.
I mean, that's so true. I'm literally going to get that tattooed across my tits.
Literally on my asshole.
In backwards so I could see it in the morning after I shower.
Like the K for Mean Girls.
Oh my God. Manny, thank you so much for coming on to Queerify. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. I honestly had so much fun doing it. I mean, I knew I would because like every time we've seen each other, it's been like fucking
easy, easy,
it's so
fun.
Good and so easy. And like, I haven't seen you in literally years.
So long.
And it's just like, oh, hey, girl.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't like, it feels real.
Yeah.
Which is like what I love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I knew it was going
to happen. This is so LA right now.
Yeah. Let's throw in a let's get dinner.
Let's get dinner tomorrow night.
Seriously, thank you for coming over in your dope ass car.
Oh my God, of course.
Hate to see you leave, but love to watch you leave in the car.
Only in the car, though.
What is something you're working on? Plug yourself, just classic podcast tea.
I just launched a Halloween collection with my brand, with Lunar Beauty.
Major.
And it's really, really cute.
Wait, what is it called?
Witches inspired. Lunar Beauty is my brand.
Lunar Beauty.
But it's called Moonspell. And it's like all about like witches and pop culture. All the like palette, all the shades are named out of witches and things like that. And obviously Full Coverage is my podcast with my best friend, Laura Lee. F-O-O-L Coverage. Because you know, we're just fools.
Mm-hmm.
Just covering things.
I love you guys. You guys are just like genuine real friends. I feel like we kind of have the same vibe going on.
No, honestly, I love your guys' rapport. And I was watching Gabriel's episode, obviously. And so I was like watching you guys and I was like, I really, really just enjoy this. Like, that's why even when like my team hit me like, oh, like we want to do it. And I was like, dude, I'm so fucking down.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. Oh my God. Well, thank you for coming on again. I mean, obviously you guys can find Manny everywhere. Manny MUA.
Yeah. Manny MUA.
I'm sure you already follow him.
Just unfollow me now.
No, we need the opposite. Follow
us. Yeah.
All right, we're going to see you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye, you guys.
Thanks to our very special guest, Manny MUA, and thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at Gigi Gorgeous and at Mark Maverick.
And as always, Queerified is a presentation of Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio. Please rate, listen, review. Please, please, please rate us 5 stars and leave a nice review and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you in the next one.